This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies man, the best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
It is time for Keeling Me Softly. Sean, before we get into the LeBron, Nuggets, Joker, all that stuff, because there's a lot to unpack there, my friend. I wonder, what are your thoughts on Trey McBride's most recent podcast discussion about the Mackey Award? What did you see it first off, and if so, what did you think?
I didn't.
Oh,
because as you know, I've been somewhere on the slope until about yesterday.
Are you familiar with the story?
I am not.
Okay. I'll just give you the, because I know you're on vacation, but you will do this show no matter what. You could be dead probably and still find a way. You could be dead and you would haunt this show.
Damn right I would. After that intro, of which I have none of those four things, I will be haunting you for life.
All right. So Trey McBride was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. And he basically says, hey, back when I won the award, I sat down with CSU and they're like, hey, are you keeping the trophy or are we going to be able to like display it here in our trophy case? And Bride's like, no, I'm going to keep it. I won the award. I'm going to keep it. And then basically, it was more of a, well, yeah, but a replica would cost $15,000. So what are we going to do about that? So it's not like a full cut and dry CSU wanted him to pay for the replica kind of thing, but it was almost it was just kind of a weird thing. I shared it on my Twitter at some point, Sean, so give it a listen. But just, I know there's a new AD now, new administration and all that stuff, but that's a bad look nationally for Colorado State.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me either, unfortunately, because there was the occasional thinking small moment. Now, to be fair to them, I don't know all sides of that story. I mean, it'd be much easier to say, it was Daz, he was cheap. Heck with him. But I do know that, let's just say that some folks in the administration then were more small-minded about things than others, and that could be something where they may have taken umbrage, and it would be unfortunate if they did, given the paucity of national award winners or things like that. But I would imagine a lot of the people who said, at least some of the people who said no, are no longer there. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to kind of get across to, was like, hey, I like John Weber. I like what they're doing. It's still just nationally. If you didn't follow the story, if you're not reading Sean Keeler's stuff or listening to this terrible show, then you might think, you know, well, it's just CSU 4 years ago, whatever. Okay, Sean, so much to unpack. First off, Joker not signing or saying no rush, or at least from his camp, we're hearing no rush to sign the contract extension. Is that anything that you're worrying about as far as his long term future with the Nuggets?
Well, you're asking me if I was a Nuggets fan, would I be worried?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little. Like, we got the impression a year ago that it was going to be cut and dried, and now we're not cutting, and it's very wet. or somewhat wet. I'd say the worry scale is it should be a one or a zero, and it's a two out of five. I've gone back and forth on this, but the closer I get to people who know Nikola way better than I, and he keeps that circle very small, I get the impression that unless it was for astronomically stupid money, which is not out of the realm possibility, that he will retire a Nugget. Like, if it's this place and all, it's kind of like, we're back to the Coach Prime and coaching thing, where CU gives him a lot of the atmospheric and power things he wanted. And the Nuggets give Nikola a lot of the power and privacy things he wants that he would not get. Pick your market. We've talked about that. Miami, Boston, LA, all places where he would be a legend and would be, you know, on SportsCenter, take up three segments by himself just from being in those markets. That bubble and that privacy and that shielding means a lot more to him. Maybe not always reps, but right now means a lot more to him. And the fact that he's also gotten a ring out of it. I used to go back and forth. We have talked about this. I used to be convinced that he was going to get another ring with another team. I think it's more likely he'd just go deal with the horses earlier than we think than do that. But anything is possible, as we're going to get into with the speculation that's out there. It's silly season, and anything is possible.
Yeah, and you are speculating on this, and now we're hearing, I mean, even after your story on this, we're hearing more and more LeBron James open to pretty much playing for anything.
I love to motivate the Nuggets and LeBron to get the, I love to motivate them to prove me wrong. So if he would sign a one-year, $2 million, I just want to say it out loud, if he would come to Denver on a one-year, $2.5, $3 million veteran minimum tender, I'm happy to be the one that it motivated them to get together and prove me wrong, that fat bearded jerk in the paper. I just don't see that $1 million, $2.5, $3 million tender. Do you?
No. I mean, I
just have a hard time seeing that. And that's the budget. Like, that's the thing. It's not want to. It's, well, this is the money. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I stop. I'm like, you can get 2015 from a bunch of other teams. Why would he take three to come here? He wants to play with Joker. Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I suppose, like, I'm not an anti-LeBron guy. I'm not a diehard LeBron fan. Right. I just don't know that it makes sense for many reasons. Sometimes his antics on the floor, it looks like he's going to die, and then he's like, it seriously, he's not alive, and then 5 seconds later, he's hitting the game-winning dunk and dunks it over seven-foot dudes, and it's like, wait, that was all an act? It's kind of like, and I'm loving the World Cup, but you see guys do that all the time where it looks like they might be dead, and then they get up. But I guess I'm just not that big of this is why, if he did this for the, whatever you said, the 2.2 or whatever.
3 or 3, whatever. It's no more than 3.
I would say that would be pretty admirable, actually. And that might shift my brain a little bit about LeBron James.
The thing is, and it would be so, it would be great for the Nuggets. There's no debating that even at 41 and a half, which is what he is, I think his birthday's in December, so he's 41 and a half. That he would make this team, assuming that it didn't mean, because he would be signing for the minimum, that you didn't have to move anybody to get that under your cap number, that would be amazing. And but to your point, boy, that doesn't feel on brand for a guy who had a whole ESPN special about where he was going.
Right.
He is the ant. You know, in a time we talked about Nuggets in at their apex of this Jokic era, which we hope is not on the downside, but we sort of suspect might be. Sorry, kind of. Like, we may have, that window may be shut and closing faster than we want. I mean, this would help alleviate some of closing that. But the Nuggets were the anti-LeBron, right? They were the anti-me, anti-looky here. It was all about us. It was about the we and not the me. That's not very on brand for him here. It just doesn't. Like, Lakers, sure. Coastal team, sure. Cleveland, just because of the history, maybe. Warriors, yeah, you could see that. Even with Steph and those guys, that Kerr could kind of navigate that. But the Nuggets and what that ethos was supposed to be, I mean, this team was built to beat LeBron and to be the anti-LeBron, not bring him on. But again, it's silly season, and let's, I don't think this is going to play out here, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, it's, and you're right. Like, I go back to all the Miami stuff, and I think that's where it started for me. I had no problem with LeBron James when he was with the Cleveland Cavs. It all started with the Miami Heat stuff, and then just other things as it progressed. So, yeah, when you say on brand, it would be off brand if he did this. and like I said, that might change my tune, but in order for this, okay, let's just assume that LeBron wouldn't do it for $3 million. He wants to say, hey, I got more respect for myself than that. I want to at least, because you put in the story that you know, there are some models showing that he's worth 22 plus million at
like
least.
Yeah, I mean, this is still an all-star.
Right.
And credit to him. And credit to him for playing way better after 40 than the guy who I think is number one above him, because I'm old, Michael Jordan, did at that age. The decline has been very slow, and that's remarkable and a testament to a guy who's been playing since he's, what, 18? It's a hell of a thing. But, yeah, we see it and we get excited and we read the tweets. And I know Bennett, my colleague at the Post, has fabulous sources. And I have no doubt that Bennett is absolutely correct in the Denver Post story that just posted that said that the Nuggets have reached out. And this is what it says, is that he's reached out to LeBron's people. Because why wouldn't
he? Well, you have to. You have to.
I just, for all the reasons we just mentioned, you just have to kind of not wish cast and then say it out loud and apply the logic. And to your point, it would have to be just very off-brand for him to want to do something that selfless.
So, Sean, if
Denver, if not for himself, and it just doesn't fit. But again, strange. Does Deion Sanders fit in Boulder?
No, and that was I never thought that was happening either.
No, never. And would Jim Mora land at CSU?
No, never thought.
Job?
I never thought we'd trade for Russell Wilson either, and then I never thought he'd be that bad either. I mean, there's a lot of things that have happened.
That I never are no longer never.
Yeah, that I've been wrong about. I thought Yusuf Nurkic was going to be the man. So, yeah, I've been wrong about a lot of things when it comes to our sports teams around here. But if, let's just say LeBron is like, you know what? I love Nikola Jokic, and I want to go on boats with Josh Kroenke more. So I'm going to do it for $2.8 million.
Yeah.
The question I have, obviously, the Nuggets would still then look to pursue signing Peyton Watson without other moves. And so then if they don't make any moves outside of that, who's starting? I mean, I'm assuming Christian Brown at 2, LeBron at 3. You're going to pay Peyton Watson $27-plus million to come off the bench?
No, you're not going to pay him $27 million to come off the bench. That very question is being asked of that budget. They're going to look at it and go like, are we going to do that for that? No, which is a whole nother discussion, and one it's probably more still of the primary. I think the LeBron thing is a cute, clicky distraction, as the guy who wrote about it. It's a cute, clicky distraction where really it's still back to being about Watson. And or if you could make a move from one of your big three or big four core people to get Jaylen Brown. That second one's looking less likely. It might still be more. I'd say it still might be more likely than LeBron taking a $3 million deal to come here, because it's about matching money and matching fit. Who starts? I think that's a great problem to have. You certainly have a decision between Watson and Brown, and you know that Watson has played well coming off the bench at the end there. Better than maybe Brown has. So I think that answers itself, but I also don't think both Peyton Watson's camp, Peyton himself, and the Nuggets feel that he's a $27 to $28 million bench player. Also to your point. So, yeah, he'd be a $27 million bench player when LeBron is a $3 million a year starter. Again, it makes zero sense.
The fact that you and I are even sitting here on July 1st deciding who would start, you know?
I predict in come Christmas, knock on wood, we will look back at this day on July 1st as the silliest, peak silliest of the silliest, and laugh and go, what were we thinking? Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, we'll forget about it. We'll forget about it.
The Watson and the 20-plus million, though, is a thing. And you do have to ask that question. That's really the more pertinent question with the Nuggets going forward, is how far are you willing to match? And if you cannot, because that's your second priority, your first priority is, well, we're going to match up to a point, and they have a point. It's been reported at less than 30, ideally, or at 30. Okay, what happens if one of these, including the Lakers, including the Clippers, one of these suddenly cap-rich teams can just throw stupid money? I think you have to be ahead of that and sign and trade and maybe accept your loss at that point and wish them well, but you better make that a signing trade and not just a walk out the door.
Sean Keeler joining us, Denver Post. Just kind of last one or two here for you, Sean. The aprons. I get it, but I don't get it. I know that you don't want to get into the second apron, but it's not necessarily like you can't. It just, there's a lot of penalties. So the Nuggets can just go run it all back right now, theoretically, yep. couldn't they? They yep. could just sign Peyton Watson. Maybe they could have even signed Tim Hardaway Jr. They'd just be in the second apron, and they'd have to pay the luxury tax, and they'd get hit with all the bumps that you get hit with if you're in the second apron, but they could do that theoretically if they thought this was the championship window, boom or bust.
Yeah, I mean, it's just money at that point. It literally is just like baseball's luxury tax. At that point, it is just money you have to pay in penalties. And you do lose draft picks. It's just so astrophysics how they kind of – I try to simplify the NBA and bird rights and things of the general rule of the system, such as it – at least as I understand it, and I do not profess to be an expert on it because it takes some studying, is that you have more money and more leeway to keep your guys than you have in many other sports. And baseball's talked about adopting back to their CBA and their issues about adopting – NBA type exclusions to keep your own guy, which is where the Watson thing comes in and where some of the particulars come in. But the apron stuff, in simplest form, as I understand it, other than you do take some competitive, you lose the ability to trade some draft picks, I believe, mostly the penalties are just financial. Because here's the other thing it doesn't get talked about enough, is that the Thunder, I think, are in the same boat now. Now, finally, some of those... You know, and now people are going to ask, here's a prediction at Christmas. They're still elite. They're still really good. But I wonder if people in 5 years are going to ask if this last season, if they missed a chance with this window to repeat, because they now are going to start paying some bills that they didn't have to. And that so many of those good players that they got on deals are coming to the end of those deals and they have to make some decisions very similar to what the Nuggets have faced in a system that is punishing repeat dynasties, that because of the Warriors and because of LeBron, because of that guy, because they went into this to create super teams, the CBA now punishes you for trying to build one. It tries to prevent you. The system tries to prevent you from maintaining one. So we shall see.
I love talking about the apron, Sean. It's so much fun. Yeah, Adam Silver makes things very complicated.
If it's an apron that doesn't involve hot dogs, I'm
hey, you want? Are you going to be done with vacation yet? I'm in a hot dog eating contest Friday up here in Greeley. You want to come over?
I heard there was something. No. Yeah. Yes and no. Funny, you caught me at one. I'm taking 2 5-day weekends with these 3 days in the middle of work. So I'm going to work tonight and a little work tomorrow, and then I will be gone till Big 12 Media Days again for the holiday. Well, but I will not be there. But I wish you well, oh skinny person, at winning that. They look at me as built because I built like, you know, 1977 John Belushi. They look at, you know, little chocolate donuts. Look up that one, kids. I train a lot. I ran all the races and I ate a lot of donuts. But I would never ever do a bulk eating contest.
I've never done it before.
Ever. I would never do one ever because I don't want to ruin what I enjoy.
Yeah, you know, I'm worried.
I enjoy eating. So the idea that I have to do a bulk thing now for heat, because again, they look at me, oh, you fat guy, you win a hot dog eating contest. Yeah, no. I like heat challenge. I used to watch Man vs. Food and all that stuff. I like heat challenges. I don't love bulk challenges. I think bulk challenges are just torture. That's just stuff you do to get information at Gitmo. It's not stuff that's really entertaining, but oh well.
Well, we'll see, Sean. I'm a little nervous now, but we'll see.
You doing a bulk challenge, I might watch that.
Well,
I might get some
maybe we'll video
that.
It. Maybe we'll video
okay,
it.
I can't wait for
but
that.
We'll see. Sean, always appreciate you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Happy 4th of July.
You
have
too, man.
Weekend.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Sean Keeler, Denver Post. Lot to think about after that conversation. 41 minutes after the hour, Mike. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.